Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Our first Capital Connection of 2020. Welcome back to the program, guys. Great to have you with us. And we start off with a bang. Jason, the governor giving his State of the State speech this week. What was the big headline from the big speech back on Wednesday?
You know, I think the big headline is really what wasn't covered in this address. There's just a long laundry list of issues that the governor wants to address, but none of it dealt with the $6.1 billion deficit the state is facing or the bail reform legislation, the new law that is now causing people to rise up across the state of New York. So really, it's what wasn't in the address that was the big headline.
Well, we're going to talk a little more about the speech later in the program. But first, let's head to Harrisburg. Michael, sobering statistics when it comes to the sanctity of human life. A lot of what we're going to be talking today has to do with the abortion issue. The abortion rate is up despite the fact that one-third of abortion clinics have shut down over the past 8 years. How do you explain that?
Well, there are a number of factors that play into it. One of the biggest ones is the increase in the use of what we call chemical abortions, the RU-486 and the pills and medications that are sent home to women and girls from groups like Planned Parenthood for them to kill their unborn child. And those rates are up. And that's sort of an easier process, they say, although anybody who watched the movie Unplanned will see just how tragic and difficult a situation that puts women in. Mm-hmm. But that's a big reason why that's happened, as well as then Planned Parenthood consolidating their centers, closing some smaller ones and making bigger ones where they're promoting abortion much more heavily.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about the sanctity of life issue a little later, but let's head back to Albany and the governor's big State of the State speech. You mentioned what was not in the speech, criminal justice reform, the $6.1 billion deficit. The governor's buzzword was progressive. He used that word several times throughout the speech. Progressivism, pragmatic progressivism. Some would say it's just to avoid the word extreme liberal. But has he been successful, Jason, in the sense of trying to make that word and all that it entails, progressivism, seem mainstream in New York?
Well, I think the governor is trying to ride the coattails of where the Democratic Party is drifting, and that's ever leftward. He has positioned himself during his tenure as a fiscal moderate, but a social liberal. And that has left him to be attacked, frankly, by some on the extreme left. And the governor is trying to balance the fiscal state of New York with his extreme liberal social views. And so the challenge for him is to keep saying it loud enough and long enough that he can try to stave off those that are attacking him on the left and position himself as the progressive in New York State.
All right. Hey, it won't be long before the big March for Life in Washington, D.C. I know, Michael, you've got another big rally coming up later this year at the state capitol, and we're going to be talking more about that in subsequent programs. But for those who want to take part in the March for Life in Washington, it's coming up Friday, January 24th. Your group is helping to sponsor bus trips. I cannot imagine how much logistics there are to that. But tell our listeners how they can be a part of the March for Life this year.
Well, we're proud in Pennsylvania that the state of Pennsylvania sends more buses to the March for Life than any other state. And people can find out more about the buses that are available from all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at our website at pafamily.org. We've got a listing of buses and the contacts that you can make in whatever area of the state you are. You can find information about buses. And if you don't find a bus in your area, give us a call here at the Family Institute. We have an 800 number in Pennsylvania, and we can help put you in touch with some folks that may be sponsoring buses in your area.
All right, and let's go back to the State of the State speech. Jason, you can tell a lot about what the governor's priorities are by what he mentions first in that address. You're talking about a $6.1 billion deficit, but yet he wants to borrow $3 billion this year to pay for what he's calling the Mother Nature Bond Act. Explain what that is and why in the wide world of sports would you want to borrow that much money when you're already in the hole that you are in now?
Yeah, it's really quite stunning to think about the fact that, as you said, because we are so far in debt, we're looking to borrow more money. And here's the challenge for the governor. He $3 billion in light of this, you know, $170, $80 billion budget, whatever it's going to be, is really not a lot of money in the grand scheme of the size of our budget. And so it really just shows how bad off we are in New York that we have to borrow $3 billion to do things like work on fish hatcheries and some of the environmental concerns our state has. And no joke, that's one of the things they want to do with this is improve fish hatcheries. Hmm. Well, that would be a general expense under most budgets. And so it's really troubling that now we're looking to essentially, you know, get out a credit card to cover our general expenses here in the state of New York.
All right. Several Pennsylvania congressmen, Lloyd Smucker among them, Scott Perry as well, and Senator Pat Toomey have signed a letter. I think over 200 lawmakers in Washington have signed on to this letter to the Supreme Court asking it to reconsider Roe v. Wade. Michael, any from your state that you think should have signed on to this and did not?
Well, this was an amicus brief and letter to the Supreme Court in a case that's before them looking to overturn Roe versus Wade. And all of the pro-life Republicans in Pennsylvania, in Congress, in the U.S. Senate, signed on to it. Notably absent would be Connor Lamb, a Democrat who ran as a pro-life candidate. He said he was pro-life, but he did not sign on to it, nor did Senator Robert Casey. Bob Casey did not sign on. He claims to be a pro-life senator, and if he were, I think he would be on this brief and calling for an overturn of Roe, because Roe versus Wade is that Supreme Court decision that imposed abortion on demand throughout all 9 months of pregnancy on all 50 states in the union.
Hey, let's head back to Albany again. And Jason, you were there for the speech. About an hour and a half worth, the governor laying out his wish list for this year. When it comes to the social issues, we heard about gestational surrogacy, wombs for rent now in New York, really wants to push that. And marijuana legalization, we knew that was going to come up as well. We did not hear him push for assisted suicide, though. Do you think that is an issue that we will be addressing in this year's legislative session?
Well, I think it's something we're going to have to work on. Remember, legislation isn't something that happens overnight. You know, things become laws over time. And so certainly there are legislators that are pushing for assisted suicide. Who knows what could happen in 2020? We'll have to be vigilant on that issue. But it was encouraging to see that this was not a high priority for the governor. And if he does not put his juice behind it and kind of get things moving, it does help us as we try to block assisted suicide in our state.
All right. Late word this week. Michael, I know you haven't had a chance to digest the numbers yet, but the Pennsylvania Health Department, 30,000 abortions last year in the Commonwealth, 88% of them are performed on unmarried women. I know that this is a statistic that is sobering and troubling on many levels. Your reaction to that?
Well, when we think about the institution of marriage and the vital role that it plays in the foundation of society and the well-being of children and the well-being of adults, this kind of statistic points out that the failure of marriage has lethal consequences, is what this statistic points out. When you see such a large number, such a high percentage of abortions taking place in this circumstance, it just points to further reasons why marriage is so vital an institution, a God-ordained institution that we should be encouraging in society.
All right. One final question. I want to get off the state of the state for just a second and talk about the Republican Party. There is another party in Albany, just for those who don't know. It's not total one party yet. But some would say the party's in trouble. You've got all these state senators resigning, and then the whole controversy around Brian Kolb forced to step down. How much trouble is the state GOP in, Jason, in this election year?
Well, the state GOP has been in trouble for a long time. I think that's why we've ended up where we're at. The party has been in a very weakened state. I am hopeful that in the midst of all of these retirements and a change in the state chairman recently, and other things that are happening, people are starting to rise up. And I'm hoping that this means a rebirth for an alternative voice in Albany. And so as people see how bad things are getting, pendulums do swing. Perhaps a political pendulum will swing to where it will favor more conservative views in the years to come.
All right, and that will have to do it this week. Man, a lot of stuff. Fastest 10 minutes in radio. Capital Connection every Friday. Folks have questions about the good work you're doing in Albany. Jason, where can they find you?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
Where are you in Harrisburg, Michael?
PAFamily.org.